eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the official Red Sox podcast, Inside the Monster, presented by Odyssey with myself, Steve Peralt, and Joey Capone. It is time for the final series preview of 2022. And to start it off, we have the final pitching matchups. This is sad. Final pitching matchups of the year by Joey Capone.
Okay, folks. We are rounding out the season with three games at Fenway Park against the Tampa Bay Rays. Game one is going to be Tyler Glasnow versus Rich Hill. Rich Hill will be 15,547 days old in what could be his final game of his major league career. Rich is coming off one of the stronger starts of the season, throwing six scoreless innings and striking out nine in his final start of September. In his final start of August, he also pitched seven shutout innings, striking out 11. Dude loves the end of months. His first start of new months, Hill's got an ERA north of 9.
Oof.
How interesting is that? Tyler Glasnow is alive. He made his first start of the year last week, throwing 50 pitches across three innings in Cleveland, coming off Tommy John surgery. I don't like his face. Game two. It's going to be Jeffrey Springs versus Nathan Eovaldi. What was that, Steve?
Really? You don't like his face? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I just don't like his face.
Interesting.
Do you like his face?
I think he's got a solid face.
Game two is going to be Jeffrey Springs versus Nathan Eovaldi. Nate has been watching from afar for the last 6 weeks with a shoulder and trap issue. He will make one last start this year, potentially his last start for the Red Sox. This preview is depressing as hell. Here's a happy fact to distract you from that. Sea otters hold hands while they sleep on their backs to make sure they don't float away from each other. How lovely is that?
Wow, nice.
Yeah, Jeffrey Springs has allowed 8 runs in 14 innings against the Sox this year, drastically worse than his 2.45 ERA on the year. Kike is 4-for-7 against Springs. Devers, 3-for-9. And game three, game 162, is going to be Drew Rasmussen versus Nick Pivetta. Pivetta closes out the 2022 season. He's got a 4.81 ERA at Fenway Park this year and has allowed 14 bombs there. I hope he yells. And Drew Rasmussen, he's got a 2.84 ERA and a 1.04 whip this year. He struggled a bit over his last four starts, but those starts were against Toronto, Houston.
Oof.
And that is going to do it for your 2022 pitching previews. Steve?
Joey, I got to say, from the bottom of my heart, you did a phenomenal job with the pitching matchups this season. I love the fun facts. I love the weaving in of completely random facts, like the otters there. That was really cool. And I know how much time you put into it. Great work, Joey Capone.
Listen, man, if I can change one person's life, that's not enough for me. I need to change a lot of people's lives, need to save lives, and that's what I have done. So
that's what you've done. You've saved many a life by doing these pitching matchups. It is time for the final weather update of 2022. It is brought to you by Ed's Bubblegum.
Chew it and pop it.
On Monday, game is at 7:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is not going to rain, but it's going to be 48 degrees with winds coming in from the northeast. You guessed it, at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it is going to be 53 degrees, another 7:10 p.m. start, 58% chance of rain. It says rain showers at times, winds from the north-northeast. You guessed it, Joey, at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Exactly. And then Wednesday, this is, if this sticks like this, this is depressing as hell. Wednesday, the game is at 4:10. They're all in that 4 o'clock range, all the MLB games on the final day of the season. It is projected to be 50 degrees with a 50% chance of rain. And if we get a rain delay or a rain out, or I mean, it's kind of fitting, actually. You know, I feel like it would be fitting if the last game, everyone else is finished, and the Sox and Rays, by then the Rays have already locked up that last wild card spot, or they're at least positioned into that. I know they've clinched a playoff spot, but it's just kind of fitting that it would be like 10 p.m. and they're just waiting out like a storm to pass through to finish a meaningless game.
It's 6-0, and the delay's been going on for 3 hours from the fourth inning. Yeah. I love that. I hope
I'm kind of pulling for it.
Yeah, because it would almost be disingenuous to like walk away from this season. Wow, let me try that word again. Season.
Isn't that interesting?
Season.
Season.
With like any kind of positive, you know, like to walk away like, hey, but the end of the season, they finished strong, man. That last year. No, I want it to be wet and gross and way too cold. I want the last memory to be like, man, that stunk, because it has.
I want it to be depressing because that's what it's been. A Rays breakdown. They are 25th in Major League Baseball in team OPS, 21st in the league in runs scored. But as you all know, good pitching team. They are 4th in Major League Baseball in team ERA. Randy Arozarena and Isaac Paredes lead the team in homers with 20 each. Arozarena leads the team in RBIs with 89. The Rays are very likely to be the last wild card team and face the Cleveland Guardians in the postseason in a best of three series in Cleveland. That would start, I believe, in a week, and maybe even a little less than that. It's probably around, I don't know the exact date, but whatever, you get the gist. Rays are 3-3 at Fenway this season. They were 9-1 against the Red Sox at the Trop this year. I saw the only Red Sox win at the Trop, which was sick. Matty Barnes had to close it out with the bases loaded and Wander Franco at the plate. Remember him? So they won by one, and their only win, the Red Sox only win at Tropicana Field this year. Just can't wait for this year to be over. We had mentioned it in the series recap episode coming off of that Toronto series, but there is a chance. This is the last Fenway series as a member of the Red Sox for Xander Bogaerts. I'm so not ready for it. I would assume you're the same, Joey, but it just sucks that saying there's a chance this is it is not a lie. That is obviously what we are dealing with. That's what we've been kind of anticipating all season long, and now we're here.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to just say, the season's been a wash, who cares, and not pay attention to these, you know? And in doing that, you would miss out on what's potentially Xander's last couple of games here.
Yeah.
So cherish those, I guess, if that's your thing. I'm at a place where I think I'm gonna stop myself from even acknowledging it, and I think I'm gonna regret that.
It's all I'm gonna think about all week. Gonna go to all these games at Fenway and just gonna be stalking Bogey the whole time, honestly. He has meant obviously so much to this Red Sox organization over the years, and just not ready for it. I'm not ready for this to be it for Xander on the Sox. There's a lot on the line for next season, and you need Bogey leading that charge. Trevor Story had a quote recently when asked, like, would you be ready to shift over to shortstop next year? And this isn't word for word, but he was basically like, I would be, but I don't understand how we'd be getting better if we don't have Xander back. So he's obviously fully aboard the keep Bogey train. I've liked the combo that they've had up the middle. When they're in there, obviously Story has been out for a lot of the season, and we've already seen his last game of 2022. But yeah, with Bogey, man, I mean, it's just not ready for it. It's like you're trying to reach for any positive news. The Red Sox don't have to play the Blue Jays for another 210 days, so we got that going for us,
which is nice.
So that's a positive thing. I know you mentioned the Sea Otters hold hands. That's cool.
That's also nice, yeah.
So
I can look up some more happy facts if you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you got? Yeah, we need some happy facts right now.
Well, most of these are about animals. Are you okay with animals?
Yeah, they're cool.
Norway knighted a penguin. His name is Sir Nils Olav III. He lives in the Edinburgh Zoo. And yeah, they're members of the elite guard, his whole family.
Nice. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. That's kind of fun.
The actors who played Mickey and Minnie Mouse were married in real life.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Sperm whales have friends. Did you know that? Like with each other.
Nice.
They also have like good memory, so like they never forget their friends.
That is so cool.
Mm.
Penguins.
Vikings. Well, yeah. Well, Vikings or penguins? You go. Probably
no, you
penguins
go.
First.
You go.
Vikings used to give each other kittens as gifts, bro.
Nice.
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
That's cool. Seahorses mate for life, are completely faithful, and travel together by holding on to each other's tails.
This one's supposed to be a nice fact, but I don't like it.
Yeah, what do you got?
You know the Pillsbury Doughboy has a name?
What do we got?
His name is, this is what I don't like, his name is Poppin' Fresh.
I don't like that at all.
His first name is Poppin'. What is that?
That's terrible.
That's not a happy fact at all.
Now we're on to fun facts about Boston. When you look up happy facts, they're all about animals. There's nothing else that's happy?
I know.
We can only have animals? What's the
facts
deal with
this? Facts that'll cheer you up. Animals are cool. Right on.
Yeah. Boston built America's first subway in 1897.
That's not happy at all. That's just a fact.
I said we're on to fun facts about Boston, so I did preface it a little bit. And the oldest public park in the U.S. is in Boston, at Boston Common, 1634.
That's cool.
What do you got?
A fun Boston fact. The Fig Newton is named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Nice.
That's kind of fun.
All right, I got one more.
Mm.
Sunshine and warmth make you friendlier, apparently.
That's not Boston. That's not a Boston fact at all.
No, I went back to happy facts. You got any more?
The John Hancock Tower predicts the weather. A series of colored lights atop this iconic building lets residents know whether it's going to rain, snow, be cloudy, or clear. If the lights are flashing red, yeah, it not only means that rain's coming, but it also means that the Red Sox game is rained out.
How about that? This could be it for JD Martinez as a member of the Red Sox.
Right.
And can we do? I mean, this is it, right? This is it.
This is it.
I don't think JD's.
I think he's gonna get some money, dude. He's been hitting the ball, huh?
He's really been tearing the cover off the ball since the start of August. He's been putting them in big positions. That JD. I don't want to sound negative about JD. We've talked about JD many times in this show. I think we all know what the deal is. He mattered a lot to this team. and this is going to be it. At least we know now. I know around the trade deadline, it was weird. It was like we were fully ready for that to be it, and then it just wasn't it. And it was like, oh, okay, you're back. What's up, man? Or I guess you never left. Like, this is cool. I know in August and September, 48 games for JD, .239 batting average, .704 OPS, 5 home runs. But 3 of those home runs were in the last 10 days of September. So he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Bye, JD.
See you later, JD. You did good things, man.
It's been awesome, man.
He's ready to be somewhere else, I think. You can kind of just... I read body language a little too much, but even at the park, it's just like, all right, here we are. Another game. That doesn't matter. Will it be Rich Hill's last start on Monday with the Red Sox?
It's a maybe. That one I don't feel either way about. I have no gut feeling on that.
Feels very coin flippish.
Yeah.
Because I could go either way with that, and I would not be surprised. I'd like for him to be back. We talked about it last episode, but if it is his last start with the Sox, he's... You know, done his job this year. I don't think he expected much more out of Rich Hill. Would have been nice if he went deeper into games, but he doesn't really do that often. So it is what it is. Yeah. Nathan Eovaldi started on Tuesday. Is that his last start with the Red Sox? It might just be farewell week, not just with the season, but with a lot of key players on the team. And yeah, just going to try to enjoy what we can here. Last series at Fenway. And it might rain for the last two games, which would be fitting. And that's really all I got, Joey. You got anything else?
No. I'm going to go to Fenway with you, though, if that's all right.
Yeah, let's do it.
If I can come along, can I please?
Yeah, if I can join.
It's okay with you, man.
Lastly here, trivia. It is the last series preview trivia of the year, and this is just going to stick with the sadness. How many times have the Red Sox finished with less than 80 wins in a season this century?
This century.
Mm.
4.
This would be the 4th. It's happened 3 times. 2015 was the most recent. They had 78 wins. In 2014, they had 71. And in 2012, they had the least amount of wins of any team all century with 69. So this Sox team right now is at 75 wins. They would need to sweep the Rays to tie the 4th worst season of the century. They're basically going to finish with the 3rd least wins of any Red Sox team this millennium. So that's a fun time, and really just can't wait to be 0-0, Joey. After the season ends, the Sox are just 0-0. That's how it goes. Second that game ends on Wednesday after a 10-hour rain delay, the Sox are 0-0, and I can't wait for it. We need it desperately. Get excited for the ITM Awards. I'm very pumped. It's going to be happening later this week. We will put the ballot out there. It'll be on the Twitter, the Instagram. Vote for whoever you think deserves the awards. Remember, these people are actually going to get trophies. We're going to make trophies for these folks. This matters. This is a real deal. Holyfield, Nate's going to make some cool graphics. I'm pumped about it. Any closing thoughts here for the last series preview of the year, Joey?
Baby puffins are called pufflings.
More dads are embracing the role of family hairstylist.
That's like... not a fact. It's just like an observation. Like, you haven't run the numbers, so you know?
I know. Like, who talked to who? A group of bunnies is called a fluffle.
That's awesome. What's that? Now that's pretty sick.
Sundays really are named after Sundays, the day. Interesting.
Why they spell it wrong then?
Sundays did actually get their name from the best day of the week. Who the hell are we all just?
What?
Whoa! This. Who the hell's just? We're just all calling Sunday the best day of the week. I got Saturday. Are we? Sunday, Joey? What are we talking about here?
I have no idea. This is.
I love how they just said that in this article. Like, it's we all agree Sunday is best day of the week. Obviously. In the 1890s, a few states passed laws prohibiting the sale of consumption of ice cream sodas on Sunday. This article sucks. I'm not going to read the rest of this because it makes no sense. I'm going to close with this. The Netherlands gifts 20,000 tulips to Canada every year. And that'll do it for the final series preview of 2022. Joey, great job with the pitching matchups.
Thanks, man.
We got some pretty accurate weather updates, so you're welcome, everybody. And this is it. Joey and I will be at Fenway. If you want to meet up, say what's up. We'll be rolling around, getting whatever content we can to close out the season. Next you will hear from us is recapping the final season. The final series of the season. For Joey Capone, I'm Steve Perrault. Go Sox, kid.